You know that I don't believe in that kind of stuff. These are all fiction. Story, for me, these are made up stories to carry the message. So he went through all these stories to say what? And say, excuse me, if you wanted to know who I am, I'm not this. I'm this expansion of understanding from the beginning up to here. Little by little, step by step, I realize what sacrifice means. I realize what war is. I realize what peace is. Step by step, look at it. And we make up a long story, all these prophets, to tell your story to you, to understand who you are. We are this. He went through a lot of explanation until the moment that the king said, oh, wait a minute. I believe you're cheating here. You were talking good about the other fellow to talk good about yourself. Now, we'll listen to the conclusion, to the ideas of King or Rumi about this. Here, you will hear that he will say, you cannot move or carry on the essences, but the forms, you could change them and influence them. Who is the volunteer tonight? You are volunteer, yes. Go to verse 934.
The king said, now speak of your own. How long will you speak of what concerns this or that one? What do you possess, and what have you gained? What pearls have you fetched from the bottom of the sea? On the day of death...
No, say that again. Listen, the king is asking his slave that, okay, wait a minute, don't talk good about the other one. Now talk about yourself. Tell me, what do you have and what you have gained? From the bottom of this ocean, what kind of jewel did you brought up? So this is the question. Whenever you want to know this fellow, you should say, wait a minute, what do you have? And by having, we don't mean that having which is certified with the bank and blah blah. I know a lot of people, they have a lot of zeros somewhere. Mean you. What do you have? And what's the outcome of your life? Because to us, you are like all of us. We dig this ocean to bring out what? The word is essence. Johar, which in Persian they call it Gohar, is the essence and is jewelry. Jewelry means, comes from Johar, which is the essence. So we believe that you have to dig down in the ocean of knowledge and bring up the worthy stuff. We call it essence, or we call it jewelry, or the pearl. Doesn't matter. Yes.
What do you possess, and what have you gained? What pearls have you fetched from the bottom of the sea? On the day of death, this sense perception of yours will vanish. Have you the spiritual light that you should...
That's a very good question. What do you think? He says, when you die, all of this feeling... Well, it's not feeling. I don't know how to say it. That has, is the physical feeling, really, and touch and stuff. He says, when you die, this will die. Then what? Then who are you? What will happen to you? If you're this, you're that. But really, honestly, do you believe Rumi is dead? That's the point. It says, you will die. So the animal part of you, the animal will go away. There should be something from you. And we know there is. Literally is, right? Or am I wrong? Literally, physically, a book is here. This is all the thoughts of the master is here. A part of him is here, right? And alive and active. This is a part of a human being, isn't it? Now, if you're informed that in Japan, a group of people are sitting down and talking about you, it will give you a feeling, it will change your life even. Nobody will say, why should I care? They are in Japan sitting down and talking about me. No, it's not like that. We are interconnected because of one thing. It all started with word. It started with the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Because word created the human space, the understanding, talking, this kind of communication. I could talk about non-existence. That's what it is. This is what you cannot find in the animal life. You cannot find an animal. Can you find a rabbit who sits down and reads a story, a fictional story of another rabbit, and will be very joyful? When I read the book of Gabriel Garcia Marquez, what do I read? Some fictional story about some people. Oh, and it will change me. Really, it could change me. It could influence me to another person. That's what it is in us. It's more than intelligence and memory. We talk, we communicate. There is this we. We call it culture. Where is the culture? Is it in you? Is it in you? Where is it? There is in no one, but there is in we. As long as this we is here, the culture is here. Yes?
On the day of death, this sense perception of yours will vanish. Have you the spiritual light that should be the companion of your heart? When dust shall fill these eyes in the tomb, have you that which will make the grave bright? At the time when your hands and feet shall be torn in shreds, have you wings and plumes that your spirit may fly aloft? At the time when this animal soul is no more, it behooves you to set the everlasting spirit in its place.
Maybe this one should be carefully interpreted or translated, because I have a problem with this John. John is a very special word. First of all, the Persian will use it as dear. When they want to say dear Joe, they will say Joe John. That's what John is, and John is the essence of life. To us, animal will be described, you know, how they say animal in Persian? Zeynep, do you know how they say animal in Persian? Janvar means the one which has jan, means the living creature. We don't call them animal. We call them living creatures because they have life. And life is jan.
How do you spell it, sir?
Pardon me?
How do you spell it? Can you spell it for us?
Jim Alef Nun Vav Re. What? That's the spelling of my own language. Don't worry about it.
It still means something for me.
it's animal. Here, he talks about this. He will say, when you die, your animal life is over. Then what do you have to replace? He expects you to have something to replace the animal life. Like what? Exactly. If you are old and you're dying and you haven't done anything but you published one good storybook, you're sure that after you're dead, that will carry on and it will give you that feeling, it will replace you. We could, because we have that essence of we. There is one John Heivani. Heivan means Haiwan, means over there, Haiwan exactly means Hai. Hai means alive. Haiwan means the one who is carrying the life within, in a way. We believe in that kind of life, and Jana Baqi means the eternal one. Because we know there is one eternal part in you, even you. What is it? Look at this fellow. You know that his physical appearance will change. For better, I hope. But will change. Then he gets old and everything. So this is temporary. We know that. Each one of you who forgot, go back and take a look at your picture when you were 6-7 years old. That's what this is not me, right? This is ever changing. Do I have something that doesn't change and is eternal?
Essence.
Ah, yes. What? What is it? Meaning. What is my meaning? My meaning is always my meaning. Look at Adolf Hitler is dead. His meaning is here. Right? I should bother him for eternity. I have an eternal part, which is my meaning. And why do I insist upon that? You tell me. I repeat this. I keep repeating this. Promise.
But last time you said to me, last lesson, I thought you said that the meaning keeps on changing, so it's not a constant thing.
No, what? No, what? My meaning part is constant. When I die, my meaning is there. After 5 years, is it still the same? Does it change? Changing period is me, but my meaning will remain. But I come to the meaning because one other aspect of the meaning of the thing is not in it. There is no meaning in this. You know why this is coffee cup? Because we are drinking coffee, therefore this has that name and that meaning. If not, this was an object. Meaning is outside. That's why mine is worthy. It's not in me. What is the first meaning of me in your belief? When you're looking at me, what is the first thing in me as meaning you see?
Human.
I'm teacher. Why? Because of you. If nobody's listening to me, I cannot be a teacher. And teaching is a meaning. This is how we take a part in this we, because our meaning is in we, not in me. This me is just a shell. You see? All the meaning I have, it depends. Am I worthy for this existence? Then yes, I have a meaning. I could be meaningless to this existence. If I suddenly go to a cave and will not talk to anyone and will remain in a cave for 200 years and I will die. Finally. No, over there it's better. Here they don't let you die. In the cave you could die whenever it's silent. What's my meaning? Nothing. Just like what? A cockroach, a parrot, a goat. Doesn't matter, an animal, a monkey. My meaning is here, in me, in relationship with all human beings. And I remember that because I was a kid. And I was puzzled by Robinson Crusoe, who lost his meaning. He didn't mean anything. Because he was isolated. When he found the Friday, suddenly meaning was there. That's what it is. We forget that. Because intelligence is not made for this. This is what we attend to. Here he will say, listen, you have two parts. One part is your life good.